Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I can't wait for the bombs to start dropping on the heads of the mullahs in Iran. But I want to go back and remind you of something. How this all began. The war between the mullahs and Donald Trump. The whole thing started with the killing of Qasem Soleimani. That's why Iran has now tried three times to assassinate Donald Trump in revenge. Qasem Soleimani, you'll remember, before he was smoked at that airport, in humiliating fashion, with a suitcase going round and round and round a turnstile, never to be picked up, was the leader of the Quds Force. And it's one of my favorite Trump episodes because Trump didn't have to do it. In fact, he paid a great price for doing it when Trump killed Soleimani. Anybody know who Soleimani is? Remember, the left went absolutely wild when Trump smoked him. Soleimani effectively was the second most powerful person. Some say the most powerful person in Iran, since the mullahs are just religious leaders. They're figureheads. He was responsible for terrorizing Iranians, killing many of them. But his specialty was killing Americans. According to Pentagon assessments, I'm getting this off Grok. According to Pentagon assessments, at least 603 U.S. personnel were killed in Iraq between 2003 and 2011 as a result of attacks by Iranian-backed militants who were part of Qasem Soleimani's Quds Force. 603. This figure represents roughly 17% of all U.S. deaths in Iraq during the period 2003 to 2011. Drove Trump nuts. They'd gotten away with it. He's just running around killing Americans. His favorite way of doing it, the 17% of all U.S. deaths in Iraq during that period. By the way, if you see those guys on TV, Wounded Warrior, and they don't have legs, up to the hip, Soleimani. Soleimani, it drove Trump nuts that we had never gotten vengeance for that. It's a moral stain on this country that we'd never gotten vengeance for that. And folks, we could have hunted the Quds Force. We could have. But remember what George W. Bush did? He imposed rules of engagement that made it almost impossible to kill the enemy. I've always believed he did that to prolong the war so the contractors could continue enriching themselves and donating to the Republican Party of that period. That's what I think. We could have taken out Quds Force. We did it. It drove Trump nuts that the 603 had not been avenged. So he killed Soleimani. Rightfully so. Morally, politically, ethically, and according to the rules of war, it was the right thing to do. The Democrats went insane, crazier over the loss of precious Soleimani than they ever had been over anybody who died in a foreign war. Soleimani needed to die for that, and he did. It was a stain on this country that it took so long. There's only one other group of people left who have a stain that big on them. The 603 who've never been fully avenged, and that's the mullahs. Me, personally, I'd take out the president of Iran, too. He needs to go. I've waited for this for a long, long, long time. You kill that many of our personnel, you don't get to live. You don't get to live. Shame on Bush for never trying to do this. And he was never serious about taking out our enemies. He just wanted big, long rat lines with lots of contractors getting rich off American blood. In fact, it was so profitable for the Republicans, Democrats got in on the game. They're bigger warmongers now than we are. This is finishing business for Trump. And after he killed Soleimani, that's why you've got Iran trying to kill him. They see Trump for what he is, an actual enemy, somebody with actual vengeance and rage over the murder of those Americans. Folks, we weren't even at war with Iran. We're at war with Iraq. And they killed us for sport. And then we just went home and left it. And you know what Trump said? He could have saved himself that whole headache, but he didn't. He did what was right. He took out Soleimani. Now it's time to finish the job. I can't wait.
Right now, tensions in the Middle East are reaching a boiling point as President Trump reportedly prepares for another strike on Iran. But the White House insists his first choice is diplomacy. So will we see a deal soon?
Don't know, but looks like we may be headed toward war with Iran. Dan Hoffman, former CIA station chief from the Middle East, just on Fox News, saying it looks like we are headed to some kind of war with Iran. Yesterday, the Israelis flat out saying they think that essentially these negotiations are a ruse. Let's see if we can get this to play.
The Trump team wants Iran to end its quest to enrich uranium. Israeli officials call the talks a smokescreen and say the odds for a deal are low.
So there you go. Yeah.
I think they're absolutely correct on that. Anyone who thinks that the Iranians are, you know, negotiating good faith, they are fooling themselves. They never do. It's just like the Russians.
And what is going to really frustrate the heck out of me is these people on our side who jump on X, they have not paid attention to our foreign policy for years. Yeah. And then they start screaming, no foreign entanglements, the founders said.
Yeah, I know.
And it drives down Trump's poll numbers at a time when we really don't need to be divided on this. Yeah. Look, you know me, I'm a dove, okay? I am a libertarian, no, we don't mess in other people's business person. I was in the 20% who wanted nothing to do with Ukraine ever. No funding, no support, nothing. Yeah. Sorry, not my war, not my problem. The Euroweenies problem. That's who I am. And I want to finish off Iran. I was frustrated we didn't finish off the mullahs when we blew up the nukes. Let me tell you why, okay? This is what these people on our side who really don't know what they're talking about are going to be saying today. Well, where is a foreign entanglement? Why are we doing this? Okay, let's go back. Let's walk back. Let's go back. Okay. In addition to the three assassination plots against Donald Trump and his cabinet over the last 4 years on our soil, in addition to not wanting future Republican candidates to have to campaign from a bunker while Iran tries to help the Democrats win by killing them, because that is the reality on the ground, Lee, there are the 119 strikes by Iran and its proxies on our bases. Over 170 U.S. service members with catastrophic brain injuries from those strikes. Why did that happen? This is what we're correcting right now. Because why did they get the idea that they could take the $100 billion Joe Biden sent them and buy the absolute latest tech in drones that can defeat some of our defenses and fly it literally into our bases? Where did they get that idea? Democrats. Why? They're allies. Iran and the Democrat Party are allies. And it's sort of like leaving your toddler with the grandma for a week. And I know you don't do this, Lee. Your wife may. I wouldn't blame her. I'm doing the same with my grandkids. And the toddler runs wild, right? I was going to tell you, you get back from vacation, toddler thinks they can do whatever they want. That's what Iran is, okay? Did you get brain injury to another dozen of our service members? Screw them. Who cares? Hey, you want another $10 billion? We'll wire it to you. That was our foreign policy, okay? It got so bad that Iran finally killed two of our service members on our base, dead. Joe Biden gives them a call to let them know where the retaliatory strikes will go and when, so they don't get hurt. All of this while the head of Iran is literally posting to X that he intends to kill Trump and anyone near him should try putting a death fatwa on Trump. If what I'm describing to you here, Lee, is not war, I don't know what is.
Well, as many times as we have found out over the past few decades, there have been entities around the world that are at war with us when we do not respond in kind.
Exactly. There's two precious Navy SEALs at the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. They're dead. Why? Because we boarded a ship and Iran was sending drones to our proxies. Iran was arming the Houthis. 20% of trade goes around the Horn of Africa, including ours. They were attacking our naval ships. They were attacking our, you know, regular ships shipping merchandise. Joe Biden, let them. Let them. Who paid for the drones, the literal next generation tech they were getting? Joe did. $100 billion he transferred to Iran. So we got to put the toddler back in the playpen. That's where we are. And that toddler, unfortunately, has very real weapons.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've cut off the money that the Democrats were using to keep the mullahs in power and those poor, poor people, especially the women repressed. It was horrible what the Democrat Party has done to those people. It's just an absolute horror. And it goes back to Obama when those poor kids, I'll never forget this, they actually believed the stuff the media said about Obama. They thought he would back them if they came in the street and fought for freedom. They didn't understand he's a worse totalitarian than their leaders. He backed the mullahs instead. Those kids were slaughtered. They were hung. They were raped. The Democrat Party has brutalized the people of Iran and taught the mullahs, not only will we help you stay in power, we'll pay for it. All of that has to be put back in the box, Lee, because they've gotten so out of control, they think they can hunt members of the Republican Party on our soil. And let me tell you what. I want to put John Bolton in prison for the rest of his life. He's a traitor. But you harm one hair on his head, and I will bury you. I will incinerate you on your own soil because he's an American, and you do not hunt an American on American soil. What made all of this possible, okay? Why are we here today? It's not because Trump's a warmonger. No. It's not because Trump's crazy and the media's going to paint it all that way today. We are here today because of a combination of Democrats keeping the Iranian mullahs in power, going back to the pallets of cash that Barack Obama sent them, and then he got caught, lied to Congress about it, got caught again. So Joe Biden had to wire it instead. That and open borders, which allowed the three Iranian assassin teams to just skip right over the border, except the third guy. That was crazy, Lee. He flew right in on a visa. He's on a terror watch list. The Biden FBI greets him at the airport, interviews him, and lets him go. Lets him overstay his visa. We finally pick him up when he's fleeing the country the weekend of Butler. Weird timing. Very strange. Still don't know what's on the Butler shooter's phone. Even though Congress has subpoenaed it from the FBI, they won't play ball. Yeah. I have a good feeling what's on that phone. I think he was working for Iran. I think that's what the overseas accounts were about. I hope to be vindicated one day. I'm getting ahead of myself. Iran has to be put back in the box and the mullahs have to die. I can't think of another way around. Let me tell you why. The problem that we have, and Trump knows this, if we say to the mullahs, we cut a deal, okay, we get to destroy the remaining nuclear facilities, you'll stand down, you get to go to Russia. The one problem that the mullahs, they get to flee, right? They get to live. The one problem with letting them live is that if a Democrat wins in 28, they will be welcomed back into power in Iran like conquering heroes and backed with billions of dollars. That's currently frozen. They'll be allowed to do oil trade despite our sanctions because they're allies of the Democrat Party. This is why Trump has to do this morning. Trump didn't ask for this. He didn't want this. The Democrats did this. They're going to pretend today, Lee, that they are enemies of Iran. They are not. When Iran is funding Democrat street protests in concert with China, you're at that point, you're allies with our enemies. That's where we are. This is a mess.
Well, this is the consequences of decades of appeasement for you know, this whole situation with Iran and many other, you know, nations around the world is, and there are no easy answers. And anyone who thinks that there is an easy answer to this where people don't die, you're absolutely 100% positively wrong. If we do nothing, people are going to die.
And you know what? The easy answer, Lee, the easy answer was don't send them the money. Yeah. Iran was on the brink of collapse. If Trump had stayed in office for another 4 years, it would have collapsed. The people would have done it. Why? Because the Democrat money would have gotten cut off, the $100 billion. They cannot sustain themselves in power without Democrat help, okay? We could have let the people take it down and not been involved. But because of what the Democrats have done to keep the mullahs in power and ensconced, 10 to 40,000 people are dead right now in the last month and a half. Horrific crackdown in Iran. And now we're at the point we have to kill the mullahs, where they simply could have been vanquished and ripped out of their homes by the people, which is how it should have happened. The protesters should have got them. They would have eventually. But again, once again, Democrat horrific foreign policies put us here. And you know, I'm appeasement is kind. That's weakness. Democrats aren't weak. They're strong. And they are allies of Iran. And they wanted those mullahs right where they are. Never forget, when Iran sent the first and the second assassination recruitment squad, what did Joe Biden do? Nothing. Any sanctions? He sent more money. Rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran. That's how you get where we are today.
Signs of instability. The U.S. military massing near Iran, and Iran now prepping for joint military exercises with Russia. And there are mounting questions about how long President Trump will wait for the Ayatollah to cut a nuclear deal.
Has he given the Iranian officials a deadline on when he wants to see a deal?
It's a fair question, Rachel, but I'm not going to set deadlines on behalf of the president of the United States from up here.
Now report the White House is saying that all options are on the table as U.S. forces converge on Iran, and a nuclear deal is proving to be a bit elusive. Kevin Cork live in the nation's capital with the new information from the Trump administration.
Even as the president prepares for the first meeting of the Board of Peace, it is clear the U.S. may be a lot closer to a major war in the Middle East than a lot of people realize. With one senior advisor to the president warning tonight, there's a 90% chance of military action against Iran within the next few weeks if diplomatic efforts continue to falter. Telling Axios, quote, the boss is getting fed up.
I think he wants to be patient in a reasonable way. He's not going to wait forever, to your point. All the decisions are in the hands of President Trump. He has all the options that he needs in this case.
Meanwhile, the regime is claiming some progress in the talks while simultaneously threatening strikes on the U.S. interests in the region and holding joint naval drills with Russia.
Love to know what you think about this. I hate it because it's going to be misunderstood. Trump knows what I know, watching this for years like I have, doing all the Battleground America podcasts on what a deadly threat that Iran is to us on our soil. It cannot continue to exist. Not in its current form. It needs different leadership. That's not a matter of us regime changing or meddling in somebody else. This is a matter of our survival, folks. I've understood this since 2012. When plans to detonate a nuke over America to disable our grid were leaked by some poor soul, hope he survived it, in the Iranian military. That's what we're looking at. And the way that Iran has been taught by the Democrats to see things is, okay, we're going to kick you $100 billion because that's what Joe Biden gave them. That was money that was frozen because we have sanctions against Iran. They're not allowed to sell oil. We interdicted the money and we were starving them out of power peacefully. That's what Trump was doing. Iran was on the brink when Trump left office the first time. Joe Biden came in and unleashed all the money. Before you knew it, the Houthis had the best hardware in town. They were trying to take out our ships, our cargo ships. They were hitting our military vessels, naval vessels. They killed a Navy SEAL. Then they start flying sorties like right over our bases. 170 Americans have catastrophic brain injuries. That's not a headache. That's not an aspirin. That's, you need to be cared for the rest of your life. Why? Iranian strikes on our bases. Did you even know that? No, it's not your fault if you don't. It's barely covered. Was during the Biden era anyway. Most of those, no response from us, except, hey, would you like another tranche of cash? And we'd send more money. They got paid under Democrats to kill our troops or to severely wound them so their lives are effectively over. They're vegetables. Here's how Iran looks at it, and this is why they're trying to drag their feet on these nuclear negotiations. They know the Democrats are their allies. They know that. They know that as long as they kick millions back to pay for Democrat street protests in America, they share the wealth, that the Democrats will protect them. They know that. You want proof they're allies? I'll play it for you again. There's a reason I've been playing this. I knew we'd have to go to war with Iran. And I want you to understand why we have gotten here. Here is Biden spokesperson John Kirby, I play it at least twice a week, admitting, yeah, Iran is funding Democrat street protests. This is when they were terrorizing Jews on campus.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
No, it's not, they're not funding all of it. It's illegal for them to fund some of it. So Iran believes if they can hang on long enough or kill President Trump for the Democrats, that their allies, the Democrats, will be back in power. That's what makes them so dangerous. They'll have the funding they need to stay in power. They believe that. That has been their experience. Folks, when you look at the deal that Iran Obama cut with Iran, Lee and I covered it for years, it was to help them get nuclear weapons with which to hit us and Israel. They wanted Israel to be hit too. You can't conclude anything else if you read it. Here's how bad it was. It said to Iran that at the end of 5 years, once they had the nukes, they would be allowed to buy the missiles on which to deliver them to our shores from Russia or China. Those were their two choices. Look, if we're going to annihilate ourselves, we might as well at least profit from them. Now, I never seen the deal why they couldn't buy the missiles to annihilate us from us. If they're going to buy them, someone might as well profit. That's what the deal said. Okay, you're going to let us inspect, but we're going to let you keep making nukes. And then once you have them, 3 years from now, we will let you go to the Russians or the Chinese, your choice, and buy the missiles to deliver the nukes on. That is not a deal to stop Iran from getting nukes. It's a deal to help Iran. Then Barack Obama transferred more than $100 billion to Iran, same amount that Joe Biden transferred to pay for the development of the nukes. That is a hard genie to put back in a bottle. Trump didn't take that genie out. And he's got to tamp it down. He's got to tamp it down. This is Trump again just a few weeks ago, okay? And he's talking about the fact that the Democrats and Iran are allies. And he's still stung by the fact that Joe Biden's DOJ caught the first and second Iranian assassination teams. After they caught the third Iranian assassin, a guy from Pakistan who was sent by Iran, after they caught him, not only was there never any condemnation, no public statement of any kind, and no sanctions, no action, Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet within a month for the president of Iran, while Iran had an active death warrant against Trump. It's called a fatwa. And we'd already caught and were in the process of trying two teams. The third one we had just rolled up. He's stunned by this. Listen to Trump.
You know, originally, Biden should have said something. You know, when they made a statement, we always said, why isn't Biden saying anything? Because he didn't. But a president has to defend a president. Like, if I were here and they were making that threat to somebody, even not even a president, but somebody, like they did with me, I would absolutely hit them so hard. But I have very firm instructions. Anything happens, they're going to wipe them off the face of this earth.
Understand that. That's how he has to live. I wanted you to hear it. If anything happens to me, we're going to wipe them off the face of the earth. That's how Trump has to live because the Democrats built Iran into a monster. And then when they came for Trump, what did they do? What did Iran see us do? This is the most stunning part of all. We culled his Secret Service staff down to nothing. And then gave the president of Iran, when he came here to New York for the UN confab, better Secret Service protection than Trump. What does that say to you if you're Mala? And we've already transferred $100 billion to. Kill him. Kill Trump. We're cool with it. Oh, and can you send some more money for the Democrat street protest? So I want you to understand how we're here and why there's no way forward but annihilating these people. Now, people say war. I don't know that it'll be a war. I don't think Iran has the wherewithal for war, but drama queens like to call it war. Okay, it sells hits, clicks, likes, and ratings, maybe. We have to do this. We do. And I hate it. Wasn't necessary, but it's what the Democrats built, and it needs to be ripped down, so we'll be safe. Meanwhile, folks, the size of the buildup in the Middle East right now is literally, it's stunning. The current U.S. air power buildup in the Middle East is being described as the largest deployment since the 2003 Iraq invasion, with additional fighter jets, bombers, and support aircraft repositioned to the region amid escalating tensions. And when you really start breaking it down, it's amazing. It's a massive air deployment in Jordan. Dozens of advanced U.S. aircraft now positioned, including F-35A stealth fighters, about 30 being reported, F-15E Strike Eagles, F-22 Raptors, F-16s, EA-18G Growlers for electronic warfare, A-10 attack jets, MQ-9 drones, Patriot and THAAD air defense systems, over 80 heavy C-17 cargo missions supporting logistics. But folks, again, since 2003, we haven't had these kind of assets in the Middle East. And when you think about that, 2003, we needed a lot more actual poundage of physical assets than we do now because of tech. And still, you know what I would describe this as? The wrath of God. That is what is in the Middle East right now. They're also reporting recent transfers of additional F-35s from the UK have intensified speculation that the base could serve Jordan, they're talking about, as a staging ground if talks collapse. And folks, I can't play this enough. I mean, the Israelis are flat out saying these talks are just cover for when the Democrats go wild, because we're attacking one of their closest allies, Iran. The Israelis said earlier this week they think they're just cover. I do too. So Trump can at least have the fig leaf of saying to the Democrats, yeah, hey, I tried. They wouldn't play ball. I just hope we get this over quickly and safely for our troops. But it's got to end. Because I'm telling you, Democrats get back in power, they'll be flying right over our bases again, trying to kill our troops while Democrats pretend they're not and take no action. And they'll be hunting our candidates on our soil over the Democrats' open borders. Iran has got to be taken out. And by that, I mean the leadership. You know what's beautiful, though? I love it. It gives my heart pleasure. There are literally these photos now on X that are being smuggled out of Iran. These people are still in the streets. I can't imagine the courage at this point. 10 to 40,000 dead. And they're looking up to the sky, waiting for the planes to liberate them. They have been oppressed, crushed, and destroyed by the Democrat Party and their leaders since the 70s, and it's time for it to end.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.